You are listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast, where it's all about responding with confidence to the legal, financial, and personal challenges created by a disability, unexpected illness, or aging in general. Join us weekly as elder law attorneys Barbara McGinnis and Chris Johnson, along with other members of the Johnson McGinnis Elder Care Law and Estate Planning team, talk about the tools, techniques, strategies, and services that will make the elder care journey easier for everyone involved. Get ready, because aging starts now.
Okay. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Aging Starts Now. I'm Joshua Hunter, one of the public benefits specialists here at the firm, and I help our clients with their annual Medicare reviews, coordination of benefits, and any other Medicare questions that may come up. But prior to working here, I worked with the Senior Medicare Patrol confronting Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse. And today we're talking about Medicare fraud and why it's important to always read over those lengthy Medicare statements. Joining me for this conversation is Lonnie Hitchcock with the Upper Cumberland Development District. Welcome, Lonnie.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to come talk with us. Tell me a little bit about the Area Agency on Aging and Disability and what you do there.
Okay. With the Area Agency on Aging and Disability, there's actually one in every region of the state. But what I do is I am the actually program coordinator for the state of Tennessee for the Senior Medicare Patrol Program, which deals with Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse.
Very good. Very good. So going along with what we're talking about today, why should people review their Medicare statements? I mean, don't you just owe what you owe?
Not necessarily. Right now, we've got a scam going around that, you know, people can actually watch for these scams or stuff where there's been a lot of data breaches where these scammers have gotten Medicare beneficiaries' numbers and they've charged things to their Medicare account for services they have not received or did not, you know, get. So that's why it's very important for beneficiaries to actually read their statements, their Medicare summary notices, or their explanation of benefits, both. So because it's something they may not owe. So they need to actually compare those with the bills that they get before they ever pay anything.
That's great advice, right? Make sure that your statement actually reflects the services that you got. And if they don't, try to figure out what's going on, particularly before you just send out money, right?
Exactly.
And I know when you and I were working and doing this together, we've seen, you know, fraud, waste, and abuse basically from every angle, you know, providers to agents to beneficiaries who are in on things. You just have to be vigilant because it can kind of come from any direction.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So what is the most recent fraud scam that you've seen?
Well, the most recent one that I'm dealing with right now is urinary catheters. They are actually showing up on beneficiaries' Medicare summary notices for, you know, of course, they never received them, do not need these. So these urinary catheters are showing up on Medicare beneficiaries' Medicare summary notices or their statements from their supplements, both, for, you know, these catheters that they do not need, did not receive, and these are being charged to Medicare for thousands of dollars.
Right. I know. It's crazy. I've seen two of them this week alone, one around, I think, the $12,000 mark and another around $19,000.
That is correct.
The tricky thing is they seem to be separating these smaller charges over several months.
Yeah. What I'm seeing is they're billing multiple months. Some of them they're paying like each month, we're talking like $2,000, $1,000 to $2,000 each month. Or they're paying, they're doing multiple months like March through December of last year. So they're billing every month. Medicare is paying some of them, or Medicare's not paying all of them. They're only paying like a couple months worth. It depends on the supposed provider. So what I've been seeing is there's been like seven or eight different providers that are actually doing this also. So, and this is actually a nationwide problem. We've got other states that we have spoken with on the phone where we're all seeing this issue. So this is a nationwide problem, not just Tennessee.
Wow. And I know I've got to ask the question that all of our listeners are thinking about. How does this happen? Are they giving out their info over the phone, or what's going on?
Not necessarily. As I said, there's been several data breaches lately. One of them with this Change It, where they've gotten Medicare beneficiaries' numbers. One with actually the state retiree database. That one was actually breached. So I'm seeing those from that angle also. So there's been several different data breaches just here recently within the past year or so, where these scammers are getting Medicare beneficiaries' Medicare numbers or identifier from the scam, from the data breaches. So it's not people giving their number out on the phone. Some of them are. They're getting those calls claiming to be from Medicare, and supposedly they're supposed to be getting a new number or a new card, and they're wanting to, quote, confirm their number. But most of what I'm seeing are from these data breaches.
Okay, well, here's a good element I think you could help explain to our listeners. I know oftentimes with these bills that are pushed through on fraudulent charges, there's no direct financial impact to the individual. They wouldn't know by looking at their bank statement. So if they're not being charged directly, how does it impact them, and why should they worry about it?
It actually impacts their Medicare dollars, so their Medicare sovereignty dollars. You know, everybody pays into the Medicare system while they're working. So this impacts that Medicare, you know, pocket, you know, pot of money. So every time this, you know, these scammers are getting money for things that, you know, beneficiary did not receive. I mean, none of the beneficiaries have received any of these catheters. Don't even need them. But so that is actually money coming out of the Medicare pot. And we've only got so much money in that Medicare pot. So if everybody keeps, you know, if we keep losing that Medicare money on down the road, there's not going to be any Medicare money for people that are turning 65 to be put on Medicare. So Medicare may actually go away if this keeps happening.
I think that's a good point, right? So you're draining the pot for everybody. And then mm-hmm. I think there are two additional complications that can come out of it too. One, depending on what bills are being submitted, when you may actually need those services, you might run into complications getting these things. If they've already been billed and paid for, it would look like a duplicate.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the final layer of issue that you can run into with this is eventually legislation or the program is going to have to address it and change, either cracking down on either beneficiaries or providers. And, you know, we have enough red tape strapped all over the Medicare program, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It can be a real mess in a hurry. But here's the best part. So what action should the patient take if they see a charge for a service they don't have?
The first thing I would recommend them doing is calling 1-800-MEDICARE and reporting that. Or their Advantage plan, if they're on Advantage plan. So call either the 1-800-MEDICARE or their Advantage plan to report that. Mm-hmm. Next thing they need to do is call, and actually Medicare will actually tell them to call me next. So definitely call me. If you know it's for sure a, you know, service you didn't receive, and a provider you have no idea who it is, definitely call 1-800-MEDICARE first, or your Advantage plan. And then next, call the Senior Medicare Patrol at 1-866-836-7677. And that is me. And report it to me so that I can report it to the Office of Inspector General.
Very good. That's good information. And that actually kind of leads me to a small question that came out of what you just said. You've seen this impact both individuals on Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage.
Yes.
I think that is an interesting thing I've heard in the last couple of weeks, that people seem to believe that Medicare Advantage is kind of impervious to fraud or a better alternative than Original Medicare. Do you have an opinion on that with the fraud that you've seen?
Well, the Advantage plans do have a little bit more fraud detection built in. It's a little bit harder to get some of those services through to the Advantage plans, but they are, some of them are somehow squeaking through.
Oh yeah. I know they have kind of a higher level of observation, right?
Yes. Because they don't have as many clients, that's, you know, with Medicare, with original Medicare, Medicare processes so many claims a day, they can't look at every single one of them. With the Advantage plans, they don't have that higher number of clients, so they can actually look at their claims closer. But also the other thing, in order for them, the scammers, in order for them to bill anything to the Advantage plans, they have to have that member ID for the Advantage plan. So most of the time, when they're, you know, when these data breaches, they aren't getting that number for the Advantage plans. What they're getting is the Medicare number, which is not going anywhere. Because if they have an Advantage plan, they also need that member ID for that Advantage plan. That's why it's a little tricky. I'm not seeing as many as said with the Advantage plans. I mean, there are some squeaking through, but I'm seeing more with the people that have a original Medicare with like a supplement and stuff like that. So
for sure. And I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing, one of the many reasons we're seeing a surge in the growth of Medicare Advantage plans. And for listeners out there who, you know, really like how their original Medicare works and how that program works, it's one more incentive to protect the program and protect this money and make sure we review our stuff as closely as possible.
Exactly.
Well, that's great information. Are there any final tips or tricks you'd like to throw out for us today?
Just tell people, just make sure you read your statements as soon as you get them. Don't wait. I know I've had several wait until they've supposedly got like a bill in the mail. So don't wait to read your statements. Look at them. Don't put them up. Compare those with any bills that you get before you ever pay anything. Also, I hand out to seniors, it's called a healthcare tracker. It's something I hand out to seniors when I go set up or when I go do presentations or anything like that, where they can keep track of their appointments and what happens during those appointments.
So if like a healthcare journal, right?
Yeah. Healthcare journal. We've changed the name to My Healthcare Tracker. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, and even if seniors don't have, you know, your fancy one, they could even use a notebook or something to track their appointments.
Anything, just keep track of what happens during the appointments, like if you got blood, if they did an x-ray, anything like that. Just keep track of what happened during that appointment.
Great advice. And would you recommend individuals who are victims of this scam try to push to get a new Medicare card issued?
Yes, definitely they need to call 1-800-MEDICARE and request a new Medicare number, not just a new card. They need to request a new Medicare number because their number has been compromised.
Exactly. I think that's great advice, and that's what I've been trying to push. But I wanted to thank you, Lonnie, for taking the time to share this good information with us today. I know it's going to help protect our listeners. We are a life care planning law firm helping families respond to the legal and financial challenges caused by chronic illnesses or disability of an elderly loved one. And make sure you join us next week for another episode of Aging Starts Now.
Thank you for listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast. For more information about today's show, visit tn-elderlaw.com, click on the free resources tab, and then click on Aging Starts Now. You'll find the show notes there. And while you're at it, why not check out all the free resources available at tn-elderlaw.com? Document downloads, the Johnson McGinnis blog, educational videos, informative articles, helpful links, a TV show, and more. It's all there, free for the taking. If you enjoy listening to the Aging Starts Now podcast, please subscribe, rate the show, or leave us a review. It's easy to do on whatever app you use to listen. We would love your feedback on the show. Aging Starts Now. We'll be back next week with more candid discussions about the challenges created by aging, disability, and unexpected illness.